So I just want to apologize for Dr. Fabrizio. His plane was getting in this morning, and he hasn't arrived at the conference yet. So I'm going to give this talk for him. This is work done between him and Alfonso Farina, and the title of the talk is Exploiting Multipath for Blind Source Separation with Sensor Arrays. Okay, so here's the scenario. We're faced with a problem where we have a multi-channel receive array, and we receive a combination of a number of sources, possibly Q sources. And each of the sources propagates its signal to the receive array via a potentially multi-path channel, and in addition to each of the multipath signals could be made up of micro multipath. One example of this is the HF signal environment, where you can have a source signal that propagates via the ionosphere and can propagate via two distinct ionospheric modes, which are well separated in angle and time delay. And in addition to the modes or the propagation layers can be disturbed, and they can exhibit this micro multipath phenomena. So the problem will be to, given all this different kind of propagation environment, try and recover an estimate of the different the signals. Okay, so here is the data model. We have our array snapshots that are modeled as a combination of the different sources and also a combination of the different distinct multipath modes. And on each of those multipath modes, the source waveforms can be modeled as having a bulk time delay as well as a Doppler shift if potentially one of the propagation modes is moving. In addition to that, within each of the distinct modes, the wavefront vectors can be modeled as basically crinkly wavefronts, where the crinkles are caused by micro multipath that occurs within the distinct propagation mode. And these micro multipath can be modeled as a mixture of unique directions of arrivals, which are not resolvable by the aperture that is used to detect the signals, but they can still cause distortion on the wavefront. So some of the assumptions here. So basically, we assume that this is like a FIR MIMO system. So we have each channel is modeled as an FIR channel, and because there are multiple source signals and multiple receive sensors, it's considered a multiple input, multiple output system. System model, or the data model for the array snapshot vectors, can be written in this sort of linear model here on the right. So as we said, there's assumed to be multipath present, one of the assumptions to make this algorithm work is a small assumption on the complexity of the source waveforms that are being estimated. So it's assumed that the source waveforms can be described by a moderate degree of linear complexity. And so that requirement is stated here on the right. Otherwise, the source waveforms are assumed to be arbitrary. It's also assumed that there are sufficient degrees of freedom in the receive array system such that the total number of multipath channels is less than the total number of receive sensors. Okay. So basically the problem is to go beyond estimating the source waveforms by only spatial adaptive processing. To do this, it requires source separation and multipath cancellation. And the traditional method for doing the waveform estimation would be forming this particular spatial filter. Essentially, the spatial filter optimizes the SINR output and steers nulls in the direction of the signals that you're not trying to estimate. But it can suffer when you inadvertently steer a null in the direction of the signal that you're trying to estimate. So some of the challenges he lists here are at the bottom, that the parametric model is unavailable for the signal spectrum. And we don't know, we're assuming that we don't know anything about the source. So in total, the blind processing needs to rely on relatively mild assumptions. So this is a summary of the existing approaches for blind deconvolution and blind source separation. And he's broken them down in this hierarchy here, where there are blind source separation techniques that are based on assuming some source properties, or blind source separation techniques that are based on assuming some channel characteristic properties. And this method falls into this assumption, this part of the tree about assuming some mild conditions about the channel characteristics and about the multipath environment. In particular, it's going to describe the channel in terms of time delays and Doppler shifts. Dr. Fabrizio calls this algorithm the GEMS algorithm, and I believe that stands for Generalized Estimation of Multipath Signals. So the idea is to construct this cost function, where the variables over which the cost function varies are delay and Doppler. So the cost function is constructed by taking this matrix X, which consists of K array snapshots. And then, in addition, an auxiliary matrix is formed, U, which consists of array snapshots that are delayed and Doppler shifted. The cost function is parameterized by these two sets of weights, what he calls the reference weights and auxiliary weights. And each of these weights is actually parameterized by these delay and Doppler shifts. So this total squared error cost function is parameterized by delay and Doppler shifts. And doing some math, you can reformulate the problem in this manner under number two here, and you can come up with a closed form solution W that describes the solution to this problem. Algorithmically, the routine works by taking array snapshot vectors, delay and Doppler shifting them to give you an auxiliary vector U. That goes into this GEM. They go into this GEMS optimization techniques, and the outputs get summed here, and you're looking at the total squared error, and you adjust this routine for different delay and Doppler shifts, and that adjusts your total squared error metric, and you look for a minimum of this, and that gives you an L and V to use in this side of the chain and to produce an estimate of the signal snapshot. So basically, the main points are summarized at the bottom. So there's a closed form solution for this technique, which is combined with a grid search procedure over delay and Doppler, which produces two different weight vectors. And you can actually start this procedure by queuing it from an auto-ambiguity function. So you can queue the delay and Doppler search in this manner. So this is now he has some examples of this data being run on HF data collected with an experimental array in northern Australia. The array that he collected this data with is a two-dimensional L-shaped array consisting of vertical monopoles, and there's a digital receiver per element. There are 16 monopole elements, and the bandwidth collected was 62.5 kilohertz. So the picture on the left shows the it's actually a FMCW waveform, and the data was collected such that there was only one signal being one signal present, and let's see. And in the second example that he shows, there's going to be two signals. There is an FM-CW signal overlapping with a AM broadcast signal. So the idea is we're going to run this algorithm and we're going to extract the different waveforms. So here's an example of the first case, which is actually a FIR CMO case, because there's a single input waveform, a single FMCW waveform, and this is an example of the channel scattering function for that case. So we have delay on the right, delay on the left, and Doppler shift on the right, on the bottom. And what you can see is that there are multiple modes present within this source to receiver channel, and you can see that by there's several different peaks in delay Doppler space. So basically, there's these different multipath modes, and they all exhibit different delay and Doppler shifts. And because of that, you get distortions of the wavefront with respect to the normal plane wave propagation. So on this graphic here on the right, he's showing the amplitude distortion across the receiver index for the blue is mode one, and the red is mode two, and this is plotted with respect to what would be expected for a plane wave. Similarly, on the right, he's showing the Doppler spectrum for these two different modes, and on the right on here on the bottom, he's showing the phase distortion for these two different modes. Basically, this is saying the channel is composed of multipath and actually some micro multipath. The distortion here is caused by micro multipath within each of these delay Doppler channels. So to compare the signal estimation technique, what he's done is compared. Looked at the waveform output in comparison to the known reference signal. So in this case, he knows what the reference signal was. It's a LFM-CW waveform, so he can compare the estimate. So let's see. Yes. Okay. So this would be a standard technique, just trying to do trying to steer a beam towards the direction of the known reference signal, and you can see that the reference waveform should have a signal that looks like the black line, and when you simply try and steer a beam towards the known signal direction, you get You get an estimate of the waveform, but it's highly distorted. Now, if you apply this GEMS technique, if we look at the bottom right picture, you get a much better estimate of the signal waveform. So again, in black is shown the reference signal, and in green is actually showed the estimate of the source signal. And what he's showing here on the top of the page is the GEMS cost function and delay Doppler space. Just for comparison, he's showing the auto ambiguity function. So he's also done some complexity analysis to determine how costly it is to run the routine. I'm not going to go through all of this. Joe will be here later, so when he shows up, you can ask him questions. The last example he has is for the multiple signal input case. So this is the FIR MIMO case. Basically, if you look at the... So the part on the right is a music spectrum. And what he's showing is the elevation azimuth directional spectrum for the source waveforms that are impinging on the array. And what you can see is that there's two sources, the FMCW source and the AM modulation source, coming from different spatial locations. And at the bottom, he is showing estimates of the signal estimates for, in red is a single receiver, and the blue, oh, the blue is a single receiver. Yes. Well, let's go to the next. So if you run the GEMS, his source estimation method on these two overlapping signals, you get a cost function that looks like this with two different minimum in it. And one of the minimum corresponds to one of the source signals, and one of the other minimums corresponds to the second source signal. And he's showing here on the bottom the estimated FMCW source signal. Again, in black is the true source signal. In blue is his GEMS estimation technique. And the red is a traditional spatial only estimate of the source signal. And then on the right is an estimate of the AM broadcast signal. And you can see that the GEMS technique gives you a fairly, actually rather good estimate of this AM broadcast signal and the FMCW signal simultaneously. So in conclusion, this GEMS technique can blindly separate multiple sources and multipath components by spatial processing. It incorporates multipath structure and wavefront crinkles into the channel model. The formulated criteria enables a relevant practical problem to be addressed in a novel way. Other blind spatial processing techniques not designed to the same so it's basically designed under different channel assumptions. And he's saying that it provides an advanced capability for this FIR MIMO problem. And I think that he is looking to continue looking and applying this algorithm to different data sets, not limited just to the HF environment. That's it. If there are any questions.
Thank you very much. Yes, are there questions? Did I understand correctly? Did you do the direction of arrival estimation and the Doppler and delay estimation separately? Because you showed this music spectrum first, and then later on the Doppler Doppler delay plane.
Yes. Well, I believe what he did in that is sort of to just to illustrate that they're two sources and that they're coming from different spatial directions, mm-hmm. he just produced the traditional music background.
Okay. But can't you incorporate it and have like a four-dimensional estimation, and that would have a higher resolution probably, right? If you estimate elevation, azimuth, Doppler shift, and delay jointly.
Yes. I believe buried in the routine, he's somehow doing it jointly.
But this is the music. This is a different technique. This is music, right?
This is music. Yeah, yeah. So that's just showing the spatial spectrum.
Okay.
To recover the waveforms, mm-hmm. he's constructing this cost function that is parameterized by delay and Doppler. But within that delay Doppler space, it's also estimating the source directions.
Okay, because you didn't point that out there in the data model.
Mm-hmm. I believe that that's what it's doing.
And does he only allow for integer delays and integer Doppler shifts there in the original data model?
I believe so. I think he's assuming that the source is oversampled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that you can approximate it by mm-hmm. integer delay
okay.
Doppler.
Okay. More? Yes, please. Can you take the microphone there?
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. I see from the Doppler, from the music spectrum that the sources are rather sharp. So it sounds strange that modes are not planar wavefronts, and the spread is large. So I have some problem coupling your findings, your declarations, with the spectrum.
Well,
essentially, even sonar, even in low depth areas, single modus impinges on array just likely planar wavefronts. It can be done by several algorithms. And several beamform estimator. Mm-hmm. So I believe that the problem could also be afforded by matched field processing directly applied without all this all the sorting to Doppler and concept. At limit you can recombine some Doppler shift on discrete in some manner. This is possible with existing techniques for sonar arrays. You don't need to resort to blind separation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try and answer as best I can.
Okay, there is a problem. I am also from Rome, from the University of Rome. So, however, we can see some things. Doppler spread exists. Time spreads exist. Modes came about from the same direction.
Yes.
So music works. The incoming wavefront are rather planar. Mm-hmm. Music is robust to this effect, but peaks are rather sharp, in my opinion.
Well, they're
okay.
So you can
build by matched field processors. It can be seen modified the vector for informing. Modifying the quotient vector in a generalized set of
yeah, because
set.
Now you know the directions of arrival, right?
No, I don't. Yeah. No, after direction of arrival is fine.
Yeah.
Direction of arrival can be made in this manner, but assuming that the steering vector is a composite one.
Okay.
It's a composite one. For example, the principal eigenvector of a certain spatial distributions and so on. Mm-hmm. A prolate like function. Windowed. So there are several alternatives to your technique, even more straight and even more robust, essentially from sonar technique.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you comment on this?
Maybe the best thing is when Dr. Fabrizio gets here, you can discuss it.
Okay, sure.
All I can say is that, you know, the idea is to describe the a distinct multipath mode by a crinkly wavefront, because within that single distinct ray mode, there's irresolvable planar wavefronts. The ray that you're trying to sample
the wavefront, you are mixing two arguments, the source correlation, and the nature of modes. Modes are planar due to the great distance. Mm-hmm. Modes are planar. This is a superposition on plane waves. Music shows this. So the problem is on the carried signal and on the angular spread and
yes.
Doppler spread.
Yes.
Doppler spread has been furthered by different techniques, by trying to recombine some blacks of data with similar Doppler shift. Doppler shift cannot be recovered exactly in an resolved path scenario. But the angle spread for energy, for bolometric measurement of the source can be enhanced by matched field techniques. Matched field techniques in this case should arise on the assumption we have a block of rays incoming around a certain direction of arrival plus some diffused components that you can model as by a robust beamformer essentially.
Yes.
Music is known that music is robust, is based on a robust beamforming. Stoica showed this.
Okay.
And so it performs well. So, but also the beamformer should perform well.
Okay, yeah.
So the techniques are not mutually exclusive. I mean, in some sense, it's sort of like an approximation to a matched field technique. Mm-hmm. I think that there's some relation there. The second thing is that this is not just about estimating the direction of arrival. It's about estimating the source waveforms. Mm-hmm. So it's not enough to just get a gross estimate of where the signals are coming from. You have to have a good idea of what that micro multipath is like so that you can accurately estimate what is supposed to be a plane wave.
Okay, but mode
composition. Okay, maybe you can discuss this later with the authors. Thank you very much for coming to this session. Thank you very much for your questions, and thank you very much for all the speakers. Thanks.